society, just for a bit of publicity, trying to make a bit of a stir, just sort of get their society off the ground for the new student year. Well, they don't really understand that this guy is a fascist and he's trying to rewrite history, because a lot of people think he's an historian. Well, anyway, there's counter-protests being organised by the left in Ireland, and especially in Dublin, to counteract his meeting coming over here, because there's no platform for fascists, is our slogan. So that'll be organised by the left in the coming dates, so watch out for that one. David Irvine, a fascist, coming over here to speak in UCD. Just to say that Trinity College have backed off inviting him over after coming under pressure from the left. So let's hope UCD don't give him the platform neither. We don't have to see blood spilt out there in UCD. And one of the most frightening pieces of news that really is coming in, it's not news, but it's basically coming into order in the end of this month in October. The Public Order Act, I don't know if you know anything about it, because a right-wing press, the Evening Herald, the Irish Times, those likes, those people out there, the RTE and all that sort of stuff, they haven't really been telling you very much about it, so we don't know very much ourselves, only what we could pick up from the left-wing press itself. So this sort of stuff coming out is like a 10-year sentence for groups of more than 12 people acting in any way where someone of reasonable fairness claims that their safety is under threat. So that means if the likes of David Irvine thought he was under threat by 12 or more people, everybody in that group could get a 10-year jail sentence, which is fairly unfair. If you're found drunk on the streets, you get fined £500. You can get 6 months in prison for disrupting a public meeting. But that's all in there, whatever the guards think themselves. £200 for preventing free passage of cars, which could mean pickets on the gates of the likes of the Pat the Baker strike wouldn't be able to stop the vans and cars going in. And there'll be no jury in any case in relation to obstructing a police officer. So handing over to some more of the information lines we do give out many a time. The child line, 1-800-666-666. And the Women's Information Network number, that's 679-4700. We're listening to Radioactive 101 FM, where we've actually changed frequency slightly. If you have a digital there and you used to listen to us on the frequency of 100.9, we've just notched up the FM dial there a tiny little bit up to 101 exactly. So if you've got a digital preset thing there, just key in 101 exactly now and you should get best reception. So as at present, still no mailing address, and we're working on that one in the near future, so you can get in touch with us. But if you know anyone in the station, you get through in touch with them through the usual channels. Okay, Radioactive 101 FM News Desk, over.
Yeah. That was very low down here. That was, who the fuck was it? Oh, it was My Brain Hurts by Screeching Weasel from the album of the same name. That's My Brain Hurts and not Screeching Weasel. This is Houses for the something. Oh, Houses Made for Mannequins, and this is Flag of Democracy.
Almost little girl she is.
Were produced by Martin Hannett, take 4.
Bye.
Billingsgate.
Go!
Thank you.
That was Billings Gate and a jolly bunch of lads there too. Right, this is Simeon Spender on till about 9 or so, and then we got Robin You Blind next. Alright, next song is for Monzi, and it's congratulations on his success in the courts over the bouncers from Burger King or somewhere like that, who were very pleasant to him when he went in and asked him to use their toilets. Not that their toilets are so great anyway. And this is I Defy. Outside of fight, that sounds a bit strange actually, the old stereo thing. Let's check that out now. Alright, well, I am. This is a bit from Jesus Christ Superstar for all fans of Sam. This is like the overture, and depends how long it takes me to sort the stereo business out, and it might be heaven on the minds as well. And this is for Ona.